What a beautiful day it is this morning. I usually, unless I forget, like to start out before we get into the worship service with some holy humor. This is a book called Holy Humor. It's inspirational wit and cartoons. And then we have another book down here that says More Holy Humor. And we have another one about you're a Methodist if. Those of you who've been part of Methodism for a long time would appreciate some of these. Let's see. You might be a Methodist if your congregation uses environmentally friendly paper coffee cups that burn your finger. You might be a United Methodist if you realize a cabinet is a storage place for dishes. The cabinet meeting, that's the bishop's sister superintendents and all that, they just need to call for a cabinet meeting. Moses just went up on the mountains with a letter of credit and some instructions from the Lord. He wrote them out, made it short. They may not always be kept, but they are understood. They are all the same for all in Moses' time. The rich didn't gang up on you and say, you change that commandment or we won't play. And that's the truth in that. It says church people all over the country are divided and arguing over where we come from. Never mind where we come from, neighbor. Women living next door to you will find out where you come from and all about you better than William Jennings Bryan. And all the preachers. Just let the preachers make it their business where you're going when you leave. Americans don't feel the Lord as much as they do the next payment. I heard a fellow preacher one time on Jesse James, the outlaw, and I left the church wanting to hold up everything and everybody I ran into. Well, anyhow, little humor for the spirit this morning.